Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Melanie C., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Thursday, April 14th, 2022. And today we are reading from the Big Book. We're in the Roman numerals, Doctor's Opinion on page XXIX. And we are going to begin our study today three lines down. Look three lines down from the top, please, and it says, after we have succumbed to the desire again, and ends with very little hope of his recovery. That's where we're going to be studying today. Take a look at that place right there. You'll find us. Today's readers are the 12 steps, Terry H., the 12 traditions, Rhonda R., reading the paragraph that we're going to be studying today is Stephanie L., Jody E. is going to back us out by reading 164. Penny L.C. will be here for backup. Lois P. going to greet newcomers and get sponsor contact information. And Kara L. will give us some announcements at the top of the hour. So stick around to the very last moment, please. You won't want to miss anything. The share ID numbers for yesterday, the 10 a.m. meeting, which would be Wednesday, the 13th of April, 2022, is 18835, 18,835. And then this morning, 7 a.m. meeting, Thursday, April 14th, 2022, is 18842, 18,842. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Terry H. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. Hey, Terry.
Hi, Big Melanie. Thank you so much for your service. Good morning. This is Terry H. from Pensacola, Florida, a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked God to remove all our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such persons, such people, wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to do service. And with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Terry H. from Florida. I would now like to ask Rhonda R. to please read the 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Thank you, Melanie. Thank you for your service. Hi. This is Rhonda R., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Georgia. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for the opportunity to do service, and with that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Rhonda R. from Georgia. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to remute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting and a quiet recording, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. And note that this is the star 1 key function only, please, for the muting purposes today. Today we resume our study of the Big Book. We're in Roman numerals on page XXIX. And that's the doctor's opinion. We're going to be starting 3 lines down from the top and complete the paragraph. It begins with, after they have succumbed to the desire again, on the third line, and ends with, there is very little hope of his recovery. That's the end of the paragraph. And I would like to ask Stephanie L. to read that bit and tear it apart for us in her share, and then we'll open it up for additional comments on that particular piece of the paragraph. Hi, Stephanie. Thank you.
Hi, Melanie. Hi, good morning, everyone. Stephanie L. here, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater in Southern California. After they have succumbed to the desire again, as so many do, and the phenomenon of craving develops, they pass through the well-known stages of the spree, emerging remorseful, with a firm resolution not to drink again. This is repeated over and over, and unless this person can experience an entire psychic change, there is very little hope of his recovery. And I'm so excited to, I guess excited is a weird word, but... I love this paragraph, I guess is what I'm trying to say. This whole paragraph that started on the previous page is probably my favorite paragraph in the doctor's opinion. And I guess I could argue, you know, it's an important one for me in this entire book. And You know, I have written in my book on the previous page, well, why do I compulsively overeat? And this paragraph, you know, it really talks about my experience with being in this awful cycle. I mean, I call this like what they describe as like the cycle of doom, you know. I'm not equipped to handle life without some kind of external coping mechanism, which for me is compulsively overeating. And so, you know, I am irritable and I'm restless and discontented. And then I pick up the food thinking that that is the answer to all of my problems. And it actually is for a little bit until I put it down and I don't have that answer anymore, you know. So, like, succumbing to the desire is like, okay, that's the mental obsession. The mental obsession hits, I succumb to it, and then I kick off the phenomenon of craving. And so now it's like, not only am I obsessed with food, now my body tells me that I need more. I pass through, and it is a well-known, these are well-known stages of esprit because I do it over and over and over again. And every time I come out of it and say, you know, I go to bed that night and I go, oh my God, how did I get here again? Oh my God, I'm not going to, tomorrow's going to be different. Tomorrow's going to be different, because I think that the pillow fairy is going to wave the magic wand and take this problem away from me. I wake up and I have that firm resolution. I'm not going to do it today. Okay, this is what I'm going to eat. This is how I'm going to get rid of all the food I ate last night. I'm going to exercise and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to eat A, B, and C, and it's going to be fine. I'm going to call this person. I'm going to ask this person to sponsor me. I'm going to get on this meeting. I wake up with this firm resolution. And then it starts again. I'm irritable, restless, and discontented. And it happens over and over and over again. But here's the really good news. Here's the hope that I was given when I first got here. I don't have to keep doing this if I can experience this entire psychic change, right? And that entire psychic change is a change in how I think and how I feel. You know, if I work these steps, because the how is, okay, I work these steps that connect me with power, the power that I don't have, and that power relieves me of that awful mental obsession and that,
that's the time.
You know, and that is my time, and that is the miracle of this program. And I can't wait to hear what everyone else has to say. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Stephanie L. from California. Let's find out how we go from vicious cycle to virtuous cycle. I'd like to open up lines for additional comments on paragraph. Well, let me tell you more precisely. It's on page XXIX, and we're looking at three lines down from the top. And it reads, after they have succumbed to the desire again, and ends with the end of that paragraph, very little hope of his recovery. Opening up the lines. Now, if you know, you've shared in the last 3 days, we'd ask that this would be your day to ask. But if you have not, we do value everyone's experience here, and we have so many people. We'd like for you to limit your share to every third day in order others might be able to share as well. Thank God for miracles like that. So, first name, initial of your last name, and perhaps your state.
Kim O. from Alabama.
Kim O.
Veronica B. from California.
Veronica.
Lorraine N. in Oregon.
Lorraine, hi.
Hi.
On M. Marlon.
On M. Is that what you said?
Yeah, from Maryland.
On M. from Maryland. Okay, thanks. Gotcha. Thank you.
Audrey N. from Ireland.
Audrey M. from Ireland. Mm-hmm. Did we get y'all? Okay. We're going to start out with Kim O. from Alabama, and then we'll have Veronica, Lorraine, On, and Audrey. You're up first for 3 minutes, Kim, and then Veronica will follow you. Good morning to you. Just a quick star one again,
Hi.
And we'll get you going. Hi there.
Hi, this is Kim, compulsive overeater that's recovered in Alabama. I'm grateful for this meeting and the opportunity to share, and I could just relate to every piece of that paragraph, of the cycle of just waking up and saying, today will be different. Today I'll start over. Today is day one of my sobriety from my alcoholic foods, and the desire that just overcomes, and the craving when I have not abstained, vowing that I'm not going to do it again, and then repeating over and over again. With that comes the emotions of the guilt and the shame and rationalizing and why I deserve to eat and why this food may not be an alcoholic food. And the reality is, no matter what I try to adapt or how I try to do it, if I do not abstain from my alcoholic foods to come out of that space where it's no longer in my body, the foods that trigger that, it allows an opportunity for me to connect with my higher power. It allows that next piece of that psychic change for me, which is the only way, because it's my thinking. It is my, I can think of many years where I would think of, well, what's the lesser of all the evils of the external ways of coping? Well, it's food. Well, it's not. It's life or death. It caused my cancer, my diabetes, my heart damage. And it is life or death, and it's not a lesser of any evil. It is recognizing this cycle and that there is a solution. It does have to do with my higher power, these steps, the psychic change, and connecting with recovery partners new to the program and those that have what I want. And I'm grateful to be here, and I'll pass.
Thank you. Kim O. from Alabama. Next up is Veronica B. from California. And then Lorraine, you'll follow Veronica. Star one, Veronica.
Good morning. I'm Veronica. I'm a compulsive overeater and bulimic in California. And thank you for your service. After they succumb to the desire again, I'm a compulsive overeater, so I will succumb to the desire again unless I experience this psychic change. And for me, I had to get very honest about my condition, about my illness of compulsive eating. I'm a compulsive eater. I eat for an effect. Food does something for me. It changes my perspective. I see things differently. Just for a little bit, and then I always have regret and remorse afterwards. And for me, it really was about getting honest with God, myself, and my sponsor about my true problem, which is I have a living problem. I am so sensitive. I don't react well to other people. I don't react well when I don't get my way. So I always succumb to the food. Always, always. The food always took care of that. Unless I experience an psychic change, which is on page 27. They talk about this psychic change. I have to work these steps and get a relationship with God so that I can have this change in the way I think, change in the way I behave, change in my the way I deal with my emotions. Without this psychic change, without this transformation, I will always, always, always go back to the food because I am a compulsive overeater. So the solution is God and more God and being in the middle of OA, living these steps, I must change so that I don't succumb to the desire again, because food will always be, I will always think that food is the answer, but God is the only answer for me. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Veronica. Veronica B. from California. Lorraine N. from Oregon, you're up now for 3 minutes, and then Ann will follow you.
Hi, good morning, Melanie. Thank you for your service.
Good morning,
everyone. Lorraine N., recovered compulsive overeater in Oregon. Yeah, wow. It's exhausting just reading over this paragraph. And I think of all the hundreds, maybe thousands of times that I succumb to the desire again. And then the phenomenon of craving kicked in, and who knows how long it would be before I was back to this program again. And each time just so full of shame and remorse. And for me, this the words that stuck out here is, this person, me, unless this person can experience an entire psychic change, there is very little hope of her recovery. And I never thought this could happen for me. I mean, I scoffed at this stuff. I truly did. And my problem was living. I needed a design for living, and I didn't even know it. I just sort of went through life doing whatever I wanted to. And so very slowly, when I came into this program a couple of years ago, because I was so desperate, I decided to make a decision to find a higher power and cultivate that power. And I have to return. I'm not have to. I want to now. I hear words coming out of my mouth today that I never thought I would say. But very slowly, gradually, over these last couple of years, with the help of others in this program, I have a sponsor. Sponsoring has helped me more than anything, because I get to read this over and over and over again, and I have to. For me, this addict needs her nose in this book, in this work, every day, and I'm so grateful. I am so grateful for the people that helped me. I am grateful for Bill Wilson, all of it. And so my plan is to just keep my nose in this book and keep having my psychic change, because this stuff keeps coming back and I have to work on it over and over. I live in 6 and 7, step 6 and 7, my character flaws. And so that's a daily job for me, just checking in on those. So anyway, I'm feeling good this morning because I have this program and my higher power with me and all of you. So thanks for letting me share, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Lorraine. And from Oregon, on M from Maryland, you're up next, and then Audrey M will follow you from Ireland. And I wanted to let folks know, in 6 minutes, we're going to open up the lines again to comment on the Doctor's Opinion, page XXIX, fourth edition. Look at the top of your book there. Go down 3 lines. Begins with, after they have succumbed to the desire again, and ends at the end of that paragraph with little hope of his recovery. We're unpacking that piece today. You're going to listen to An describe that, and then Audrey. And then 6 minutes, we're going to open up the lines again. So good morning, An. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, it is On. You're up for 3.
Hi, Melanie. It's Ann M here, recovered compulsive overeater from Ireland. Can it be heard okay?
I was looking for, and you're On, right?
Yeah.
From Maryland? On
yeah.
M? Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I think
perfect.
You just said,
okay.
Yeah, thanks.
I got
thanks,
things mixed
Melanie.
Up? Okay. Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
thanks
you.
So much. Thanks for your service, and thanks for everybody on the line. And yeah, great reading, great first share. I just got so much from it. And I love that part. It's all about the cycle, you know, from virtuous to, or from vicious to virtuous. And that's definitely been my story. And yeah, it's like that game of, you know, snakes and ladders, in and out, up and down. And just that whole, you know, whole idea of trying to beat this disease on my own without a higher power. And that's why I know I'm a real compulsive overeater, because I can't. The disease just won out every time for me. And it is that part of the cycle where I'm just restless, irritable and discontented, and all that mental obsession and all of the, you know, the good ideas that the food is the solution, and, you know, going into the food for the effect, and then the kicks off the phenomenon of craving, and then the whole cycle of sprees. And I love where it says, you know, emerging remorseful. And that's exactly how I was this next time, the next time, waking it up the next morning, just with that food hangover, that food mental fog. And, you know, nobody understands this unless this disease, unless you have got this disease, you will never understand it. And I think for me, it was really just coming to the point of desperation where I had tried everything. I was out of ideas and I had no other choice. There was nothing that was going to solve my problem other than a higher power. And like was already shared, you know, I always thought the food was the problem. And only to find out that my, you know, my design for living was my problem. I couldn't live life on life's terms without the food. And I got to that place where it's described as, you know, the ideal place before you pick up the steps. You know, I got to the place where I could not live with the food and I couldn't live without the food. And I certainly was dying in this disease. I really was dying. And I knew I was dying, but I didn't have a solution. But today, thank God, I have a solution. And, you know, it is that missing piece. The piece between, you know, the vicious cycle and the virtuous cycle. And that is, you know, the 12 steps and finding a higher power going through these 12 steps, because that's where I'll have my spiritual awakening. And, you know, it is bringing life to, you know, a whole different, it's like that fourth dimension of existence, happy, joyous and free life. And to have neutrality around the food and around, you know, other people, places and things, that emotional sobriety that we all long for. And with that, I pass. And thanks so much, Melanie, again, for your service.
Thank you. Thank you, Anne. And from Ireland, next up for 3 minutes is Audrey M. And I'm wondering, are you the one that's, oh, no, you're from Ireland as well, looks like, too. So awesome. So you're up for 3 minutes, and then we're going to open up the lines for additional comments on page XXIX, Roman numerals, doctor's opinion, three lines down. We're unpacking the remainder of that paragraph, but we're going to listen to Audrey for right now. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Melanie, and thanks for your service and everybody that makes this meeting possible. Audrey Grateful, recovered compulsive overeater, recovered for today by the grace of God. Succumbed, you know, that means failed to resist temptation. I just couldn't resist anything, you know. I'm a real compulsive overeater. I ate like drink, you know, and the food for me, the ease and comfort that I got from food, because my life was unmanageable. You know, I just could not manage life. And, you know, just taking that force bite led me, you know, into that, yeah, just that spree, you know, where it says, you know, just knowing, you know, fully known is no, you know, there's no further capacity of that, you know, it's known everything, you know. And I went to bed sick and sore and full and thinking, you know, oh God, I'm never doing this again. You know, I'm never going to bed like this. And tomorrow's going to be that day, you know, only to wake up the next day, you know, and the remorse, it didn't last. You know, I was back on it, you know, something, whether it was something, you know, people, places and things made me bristle, whatever it was, you know, the only thing that I reached for was that force bite, you know, and that force bite just led me into, yeah, as the book says, the gates of death, you know, but like, that's not my life today. You know, I found a design for living and it was only through connection, through a higher power, you know, because I can't do it. You know, I'm not it. And if I could do it, I wouldn't be on this call, you know. I would be able to manage, you know, life, and I can't. I can't manage it. But what I can do is I can have a daily reprieve. So when I get up in the morning and take that prescription of connecting with my higher power, my outreach calls, you know, getting this vision meeting every day, you know, and being there for the newcomer, you know, all in all, side by side with my higher power, you know, that's what keeps me out of the gates of death. So just so grateful to be able to get a chance to share today and just to have everybody on the line. And with that, I pass and look forward to hearing everybody else's share.
Thank you very much, Audrey M. from Ireland. And although we do value everyone's experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might be able to share their experience too. We have 200 people on the line. Thank God for that, to be able to share this morning. Let's see how we, with entire abstinence, go from vicious cycle to virtuous cycle. I'd like to get your first name, the first initial of your last name, and then perhaps your state. I can take about six of you today.
Bonnie, Shauna W.
I got Bobby Virginia. And Donna W. And Virginia C. Hang on, Virginia C. Okay, anybody
Carol
else?
Carol G.
Carol G. Okay, do I have this right so far? Bonnie W., Donna W., Virginia T. or C.?
T.
T like Tom?
Yes.
Good, thank you so much. And if you are on a speaker or something like that, there's just a smidgen of an echo back there. Maybe you can adjust that to not being on speaker. That would be very helpful for the recording. And then Carol G. So up first, we're going to go for 3 minutes. Bonnie W. from Nevada, and then followed by Donna. 3 minutes.
Thank you. This is Bonnie W. I'm from Northern Nevada, and this is the first time I've spoken on this meeting. I'm fairly new to the program, and I guess... I am so very, very grateful for these meetings, and I'm just hanging on to every single word that everybody says. So rightfully so, I guess I'm confused. I have this amazing, amazing sponsor, and rightfully so, she basically said, put these foods down, these red lights, and these behaviors down for 3 days, and then we are going to hop into these steps. I have not had a spiritual experience. I pray for a spiritual experience, and I don't know what comes first, the chicken or the egg. I don't know. It's like if I have to work the steps to have a spiritual experience, how can I set these things down? I mean, I pray to God. I guess I'm confused about the order of things. So this paragraph is so key. And yes, that phenomenon of craving, or the phenomenon of craving these behaviors of what I do, they come back. So you all have this amazing, the big book has this amazing solution, and I want so desperately to have a part of it. And I'm not sure, I guess what I need to do is start working the steps in my own mind, even if they're not written. It's just to pray to surrender, which I do. I'm going to leave it at that. I don't need 3 minutes, but there may be some that want to call me after the meeting. But thank you so much for this meeting. And my hope is in my God and in my surrender. And thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Bonnie W. from Northern Nevada. Up next is Donna W. from California, and following her will be Virginia T. from Georgia. Everyone else,
thank you so much, Melanie.
Donna, please press star one. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. This is Donna W. calling in from Northern California. So grateful for abstinence and my recovery today, and for my higher power and for my community. And I just love the moving from the vicious cycle to the virtuous cycle. I'm not sure if I've heard that before. And it's like so simple. Oh, you just go from vicious to virtuous. And, you know, earlier it said, we just follow a few simple steps, but now we need an entire psychic change. And, you know, I need to go from I-centered to we and to God-reliant, you know, and it's so simple, but it's complete life change. And for me, it's been very much sometimes slowly. And, you know, I just get to do this one day at a time. And what's been working for me lately is just saying, hey, God, you know, you're running the show today. Thank you for running the show. Like, I can't turn my entire life and my will over to God, but I can turn today over. I can let God run the show today. And so then I can relax and take it easy and not struggle and, you know, just start to trust. And then just really know that this is a we program. It's not about me figuring it out on my own. I get to be helped by others. I get to help others, and I get to ask for help, and I get my higher power's help. And then I need a higher power who's big enough who can manage all of my problems. So, and for me, those are things that are gradually seeping into my life. And I'm glad that they're here today. And I just want to say, like, when I meditate, it helps me to kind of imagine like I'm plugging my, like I'm my phone, plugging it into power. You know, I'm recharging my battery. God's my battery source, my energy source. And I'm just charging up. And then I need to do that every day because my battery drains down. But thanks so much. I pass.
Thank you very much, Donna W. from California. Next up is Virginia T. You want to press star one real quick, like Virginia T. And then followed by Carol. And then we're going to open it up probably for a couple more spots for sharing. Hi, Virginia.
Hi, this is Virginia T. I'm gratefully recovered today in the state of Georgia. And, you know, that what this passage said to me, it kind of was missing out part of my vicious cycle, which was the night before I was having this great resolve to go on this diet that would solve my problems the next day. You know, I had this crazy thinking that, well, I might as well just finish off this dessert that's in the refrigerator or whatever so it won't tempt me tomorrow, and I'm not going to have that tomorrow anyway. So, you know, I would set myself back even farther and have even more cravings when I woke up the next day, and as well as remorse that made me interpret my negative feelings as hunger, and that could only be solved by stuffing my mouth. Even though this is my addictive substance, that food and certain foods are my addictive substances, I don't find them really very effective at dealing with my feelings, because they only work as long as I'm stuffing my face. Even if I start to feel bad and don't feel the negative effects of what I've been eating, the only way to deal with the negative feelings is to keep getting more food into my body, which makes me feel worse. So anyway, I'm just so grateful to be free of that vicious cycle, and so grateful for what this program has done to help me develop my virtuous cycle. And I'm grateful for all of you for being here so faithfully every day, and for all of you who participate, and for the friend in OA who told me about a vision for you and really helped me just find this focus in my program. So thank you so much. And with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Virginia T. from Georgia. Next up, before we open up the lines for a couple of more shares, we're going to have Carol G. from Illinois share for 3 minutes. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. I just want to say that I remember I've been a program for like 13 years and absent for three, or it's debatable, maybe 2.5. So I was in the program, I had abstinence and then lost it, then it didn't have a sponsor for a long time, just kept going to meetings, working the tools, not realizing the importance of the steps. And in the course of my recovery, I went from reading a big book about this psychic change, and it's like, why isn't psychic change? It seems so mysterious. And it was always very perplexing. And the only thing I can say about the psychic change is that by doing the things our sponsor tells us to do, like putting those foods down that make us crave, we don't want to do it, but they're telling us that for our own benefit, to make it easier for us to stay abstinent for those 3 days to start the work. Because once we start the work, do our homework, do what we're told, stop fighting our sponsor and just be a good little girl and say, okay, I don't know why I'm doing it. I don't want to do it some days, but I'm going to do it. Something happens magically by doing the work. It's like I didn't make the psychic change myself. I kept trying to figure it out. But that's the whole point. It's that we give up trying to do it ourselves. The only way I could explain it is I don't know what you call them, but those things in an airport that move people along when you have your luggage, that's what it kind of feels like. When you put yourself in God's hands, you can feel you're being moved, and it's the most amazing feeling. So all I could say is, for those people who aren't there yet, just do the work. You're not going to get there any other way. I didn't. I was lazy. I just would resist doing it, and I wasted a lot of time. So that's where our discipline comes in. It's not a discipline to stop eating, but it's a discipline to do the work. So I guess that's it, my pass. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Carol G. from Illinois. The time's going to allow for probably two, perhaps three or so people to comment on those lines that we're going to find ourselves in. Follow with me here, folks. We're on XXIX in the Doctor's Opinion from the Big Book. Three lines down from the top is where you're going to find us after they have succumbed to the desire again. We're going to finish out that paragraph. Give me your first name, the first initial of your last name, and your state if you're interested in taking the end of our meeting here to share on that, those several lines there.
Wendy V. from California.
Wendy V. like Victor.
Mm-hmm.
Terry D. from Virginia.
Terry D. like David from Virginia?
Yes.
Okay, let's go with that. See what happens with that with time-wise. Okay, everyone else except for Wendy V. like Victor, please press star 1 on your phone keypad and we'll listen to what Wendy is going to share with us about this vicious to virtuous.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your service. This is Wendy V. from California. And I'm sitting here listening to everybody share, and I'm just reflecting on how my brain works and why I succumb to the desire over and over and over. And I was just thinking how I need to be completely rewired. I don't know I need to be rewired for that meeting, but I keep getting up day after day after day. Mornings are usually a good time to start a new life. Every morning's a good time to start a new life. And every morning I wake up, and if I can get a couple hours of abstinence in, somewhere this thought hits me, and I just act on it, and I'm eating again. And every day I use that same brain to make that same decision. Over and over, and I'm never getting rewired in the brain. The brain always takes me and my body back to food, and once the food's in my body, I just want more. And then I wake up the next morning and I do the same thing. And unless my brain is completely rewired by an outside source, I will always succumb to the desire again. I will pick it up, put it in my mouth, crave it, and eat more. So God is the only answer that I have for rewiring. I cannot take my brain and think my way out of this mess. There's nothing I can do. And this is my life. The reason why I'm willing to give my life to God is not because I'm a good girl wanting to get better. It's because I absolutely see that I am like somebody who's just going to keep walking into the wall over and over and over. And the brain that walks me into that wall cannot stop me from doing that. I need to be rewired in the brain, and that's the psychic change. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Wendy V. from California. Next up will be Terry D. from Virginia for 3 minutes. Hi, Terry.
Good morning, Melanie. Good morning. Thank you for this incredible meeting. I am not used to talking on meetings, though I've been part of Vision for over 5 years. So I feel inspired. Thank you for reminding me that I cannot do this program by myself. I cannot, though I'm abstinent and entirely abstinent, I still want to be self-reliant in many areas of my life. And the psychic change is happens. Yeah, it's a very gradual thing for me, and many times I miss the mark. And I owe apologies, and working the fourth and fifth step, working the steps again is very helpful in seeing the deeper defects of self-centeredness and dishonesty, and the self-hatred aspects of who I am and how they can gradually be transformed, not through my power, because I am so powerless. And I avoided talking for years because I thought I could do it on my own will, you know, and it just doesn't work that way. In order to be able to be here, I have to give everything to God. And that is a really challenging thing for me. And it just takes one moment at a time. I can let myself be in God's hands in this very moment. So when I do fall asleep spiritually, eventually I do wake up, you know, I'm not, you know, and if I choose to eat, it's going to keep me asleep. So I'm grateful for the abstinence today, and I'm very grateful for this beautiful meeting today, and I will pass.
Thank you very much, Terry D. Hey, it looks like we can take one more person that wants to share for 2 minutes today before we end the recorded portion of this meeting to move on to the unrecorded last 10 minutes. Who would like to take that last 3 minutes?
Diane H.
Hi, good morning, Diane H. It's yours.
Good morning. My name is Diane H. I'm a compulsive eater in Eastern Standard Time, South Florida. And as everyone was talking this morning, I was thinking about that psychic change and how it happened so gradually for me. I was the compulsive eater of the beastly kind, just a beast with food. And it took years for me to keep coming back in the room and working the steps and surrendering my will and even taking it back and going back out to understand that I could not control my food. I could not eat like normal people. I had to have the program to help me to maintain my and maintain my abstinence, maintain my health, my weight, my everything, you know, to help me to maintain myself. And it's a process, but it's also understanding and a journey. And I encourage others not to beat themselves up, but to try to enjoy the journey. I remember the times when I first started focusing on other things besides food and learning how to enjoy socialization and learning the new things in life that were unavailable.
That would be time.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm still enjoying new things. I have a personal trainer now. But that came with the psychic change. And thank you for allowing me to share. I pass.
Thank you very much, Diane H. from Ohio. And that will be the last share for the recorded portion of our meeting. We will have an additional 10 minutes of unrecorded time, so you don't want to miss it. There's lots more to come. That's very good, important information. And I certainly enjoyed my time with you today. The proclamation of testimony has been most encouraging. I'd like to end it now, like we always do. Our meeting is having page 164 read. Jody E. will do that for us as we transition to the last 10 minutes of our meeting. Thank you, Jody.
Thank you, Melanie. This is Jody E., a gratefully recovered compulsive overeater, anorexic and bulimic in California. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick? The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find, and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you.